Today, we're going to identify the place where we are located and whether or not where we are right now, this very moment, have we been placed or put? Is it our choice? Think about in a particular way in which you have been arranged in your location. Where are you right now? How would you begin to speak about that place or location? What is your stance? What is your posture? And then I want you to consider what it is that you can do to put or arrange you in a very particular place or way. Today's remedy is position. I want you to think about the position you are in. Are you satisfied? Is it a good position? Did you choose the position? Did someone put you in that position? Go where you need to go with this conversation. Is it school? Is it work? Business? Relationships? Marriage? Duties? Obligations? Leisure, vacation, and recreational thoughts. What is the position? Where are you located? How did you arrive? Take the moment and deal with your personal arrangement, your stance, if you will, on everything. Again, your business, your life, love interests, vacations or lack thereof, accomplishments and achievements, goals, manifesting dreams and ideas. What is your position? Are you moving into a position? Are you maintaining your position? Do you know how to hold your position? Are you steadfast in your position? Or is there a better position available? Will you move and relocate to a higher position? Will you take the high ground? Position can be maintained and you don't have to move if it's not required or necessary. The choice is yours. You must determine it. But you can live from your position. CEOs live from their position. Professional athletes live from their position. The commoner. We're not less. You're not less. They're not greater. We're not greater. Identify and hold, if need be, your position, but live from your position in abundance. Live happily from your position. If you have identified the position as right for you, you are in the best position.